لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We'll translate this one poem of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, Jalsa Qurb-e Muhabbat. That is, when a person gets an occasion of a sitting which is of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah blesses a person, and those are special moments, they don't come all the time. But that moments come when a person feels that closeness to Allah Ta'ala, then what is the value, how to get that, and what is the value of that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that sometimes such a sajda Allah blesses me with, that then that sajda I actually realize it's more valuable than the owning the 200 countries of the world. Even today there are about 200 countries in the world. And when that comes, then a person feels not to rule over the 200 countries, but to own them, that is even more valuable. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali says, Jab kabhi wo idhar se guzre hai, when sometimes Allah passes here by in my heart, that closeness of Allah Ta'ala comes, then do no alam, the two worlds, I realize it's more valuable than owning the two worlds. Owning the whole world, owning Jannat, that feeling when that closeness comes is even more valuable than that. Muhabbat mein kabhi aise zamana bhi guzarta hai. In this love of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes those moments come also. Which are those moments? Zaba khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. The tongue is silent, nothing is spoken, but the heart is crying. That deep feeling in the heart. And that the more a person gets closeness to Allah, the more Allah blesses that person with that. And on various occasions, like a person, for example, one is our condition, unfortunately, when food comes, we without Bismillah, we just start eating. One which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, first comes Fadhkuruni, after that comes Washkuruli. First think of me. One is to make zikr, to read, to take the name, Bismillah, wa ala barakatillah, that to make that also, that is also the zikr of Allah. But the real zikr there, that displays a plate of food, that how it has come to me. Think briefly about that. For example, whatever it might be, whether it's our biryani, the rice that has come, basmati rice from Pakistan, then the chicken from where that has come, or the mutton from where that has come, or it's fish biryani, who caught that fish, how that fish was born, how it grew up in the waters, nobody had any idea, but that fish was meant for me. Maybe that fish is from overseas also, from far away waters, but it was meant for me. That fish, then it was caught, that fisherman went to catch it for my sake, Allah, all for me. And then it was caught, it was packed, it was preserved, it was transported, it came here, it was cooked, and here it's in the plate for me. And what's that rice of Pakistan, this fish may be from which other part of the world. In Barbados, they have a special fish, many waters have got. Very tasty fish, a flying fish. It flies over the water. It's very special and very tasty also. So maybe that fish has come for you, whatever. And then together with that, you are having, there are the spices from Zanzibar, from Malawi. Then there is the butter from Australia, New Zealand. Then there is the zafran from Spain. Then there is the water, which rivers water. And how many people work for that water. And then for the stove to cook it. The steel and all that, the making of the stove, the supply of the electricity or the gas or whatever, what things have been done, then this plate of biryani. And then again, that was not enough. If there was no plate, then how would you eat your biryani? Sometimes you eat from a pot, you say it's today different because there were no plates today. You went for a picnic, you forgot the plates. So you're just eating from the lid of the plate, of the pot. Or you're just eating directly from the pot. But that pot also, the plate also, who and who made it? Then the dastarkhan. Then to prepare that food, all the preparation everywhere. At home, your wife prepared it, whoever cooked it. All this year, hui fadhkuruni. So that closeness of Allah. And at the same time, a person, if he understands reality, I'm not worth this at all. And that nobody in this world will give somebody when that person is not worthy. That we're just giving you, just like that we are giving you something. Allah is really giving us all, we're not worth of anything. And again, in spite of all that, Allah Ta'ala is Shakur again. For what must Allah be thankful? And Shakur is a Mubalagha Sigha, who is very, very thankful. Allah is not only Shakir, but Allah is Shakur, very, very thankful. A thankful must be that person, you did a favor to him, and now he's thankful you did this favor. Na'uzu billah, who can do any favor to Allah Ta'ala? Allah, he does everything for us. And you just tell him, so to say, thank you, jazak. You can't tell Allah, jazakallah. You say, alhamdulillah, shukar Allah. Then Allah is so thankful on that, so appreciative, that alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazil ala al-amali al-qaleel, who gives a very great reward on a very small amal. So if a person, so when a person thinks of Allah, then even in his eating, forget his sajda, forget his dua, and his crying in his dua, his eating will give him that qurbe jalsa, that jalsa qurbe muhabbat. When any other ni'mat of Allah, if reality dawns upon us in one beautiful dua of after eating, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amani hada wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. So a person who reads this dua, the fazilat, all his past sins are forgiven. But more greater than the fazilat, the reality that Allah, you have given me this food to eat, min ghayri hawlin minni, without any effort of mine. Though I might say I made lot of effort. I went and buy the rice, I did this, I put up the pots, I did everything. But the reality is, I did no effort. Compare the real thing, I'm just a puppet. The strings are being pulled by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the real doer. Min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. And I had no power, no strength whatsoever to get this year. It was all in your hands, O Allah. So when that reality comes to a person, but unfortunately, we don't read this dua. Most of us, we know it. Many of us know it. But when it comes to the reading, on the Safar, one place I mentioned one dua, one young alim, he said when we were in the second year in the alim class, our ustad taught us these duas. I asked him from them till today, how many times you read it? He said, yeah, no, we know it, but we don't read it. So knowing is not the, we're not going to be asked. In fact, you're going to be asked what you knew, how much amal you made on that. The more you knew and you did not make amal, the more you're going to be taken to task for that. So the thing is to make amal. And the same dua, very similar, is for wearing clothes also. But who of us reads duas when we wear clothes? Alhamdulillah illadhi kasani, alhamdulillah kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. That, oh Allah, you gave me this clothes to wear without any effort of mine. My paying for that clothes or whatever, or I sewed it even myself. Really, it is worth nothing. If we really have to analyze it, even if we feel we did it, who made us? Who gave us that strength to sew? Who gave us that knowledge? It's all Allah Ta'ala. Ours really is zero. So no effort from my side whatsoever, and with no power of mine. You gave me to wear this, and once past and future sins are forgiven. That's the fazilat. And the real thing of the 24-hour duas is to build the iman, to get the reality of iman, to make shukr to Allah, to realize the consciousness of Allah. So when a person, when that comes into a person, all the time he will be getting jalsa qurb muhabbat. Not only in his tahajjud, not only in his sajda, not only when making tawaf, of being in front of Rauza-e Mubarak, but all the time that person who is in the presence of Allah, what is his position? Ke zuba khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Your tongue, you are quiet. Somebody thinks this person is just, he's lying with the blanket pulled over him. But he looks like he's lying here, but he's by the arsh of Allah. He's got such closeness to by Allah Ta'ala that he's not in namaz, but he's in a stage of higher, greater than mi'raj also. He can be sitting and eating, he can be laughing and joking with his friend, but his heart is by Allah Ta'ala. اگرچہ راہِ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں, even though in the path of staying like a muttaqi, saving oneself from guna, lot of sorrows also come. That now I don't attend wedding functions, I don't attend this place, all are watching cricket commentary, soccer commentary, I'm not watching it, I'm all on my own. And you may be a person who was just in that, and that desire is still in you. All are gone fishing, I didn't go fishing, I'm staying alone at home now. So maybe all that sorrows come to you. Magar jo aashiq sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. But a true aashiq, all the sorrow, he takes it happily upon himself. And in other places, others say, he doesn't even feel sad about it. That now I can't join the people in that wedding function. They're going, and all the friends are going, all the family, the cousins and all going to be together, or they're going for an outing, or whatever else. He as true lover of Allah, he's happy to be alone with Allah Ta'ala. Sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai, are toba. What did you get in return of this illicit love of this dunya? Toba, toba. That it looks all so nice, all the whole family going, the cousins going, the boys, the girls, the men, the women, we're having a function, and all, it seems to be so nice, a wedding function or any other function, and outing, the whole family going for to a resort for a weekend, and all, no parda, there will be music also, they will be taking photos also, they will be swimming all together also. Outwardly it looks all so rosy and so nice. But Hazrat say, Tawba, Tawba. What is the harm of all this? Ke aashiq rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That the lover, he is crying all the time, and your beloved is sleeping. Like you are thinking of your beloved, this dunya's things. A person that he's thinking whole night, that my beloved like this, and but your beloved is fast asleep. Exactly like those who worship idols. They are putting food for the idols, they're making sajda to the idol, they are making tawaf around the idol. The idol doesn't know anything. What kind of love is that? So what is the return? So all this dunya's enjoyment, it gives you a kick in at the back. You don't get any benefit from it whatsoever. You get one big kick at the end. And we see what all these outings and everything, how many marriages break, how many heartaches come about, how much harm comes about it. Khataon ke agar aayi hai daaman par zara siyahi. Because of guna, if a little bit of a spot has formed on your clothing, that is, you are an aashiq, a muttaqi, but now some guna, you fell into some guna, and that spot has come on your clean clothes. To apne aansuon se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Then this love of Allah Ta'ala, a person washes it out immediately. Like if your clothes are dirty, one more spot, it makes no difference. But your clothes are absolutely clean. You just took a bath for Jummah, and you put on your clean, white, special Jummah kurta, your special one which sparkles even more. And then suddenly something fell on it. So you can't tolerate it. You go and wash it. Like that, the aashiq of Allah Ta'ala is like that. That he's pure and clean. And when guna, he's human, he will also commit some guna. But immediately he will wash it with the tears of tawbah. And with the, and that tawbah, and that comes because of that love of Allah. He can't tolerate it. He feels immediately like a mountain has fallen on me, and I can't take this, and he makes tawbah. Gunahgaro ki mat takhteer kar e zahide nada. What a great advice here also. Now you have become a pious person, not only a muttaqi, but you have become a zahid also. Tariq-e-dunya, that you haven't got anything to do with dunya. On the very bare necessities of dunya, you are making do. You have no luxury, no comfort also. So you have become now very pious. Now you save yourself. You're a muttaqi. More than that, now you have become a zahid also. That now only the very basics. You only keep 3 pairs of kurtas, for example. Shoes, only 1 pair. Or at the most, perhaps 2 pairs. One place we went to on one safar, we came to the house and there was a whole shoe rack and it was full with shoes. It was a ladies' program. We became very happy. So many ladies came. Afterwards, we found out it's the house lady's shoes. All the shoes belong to her. So that is opposite of Zohar. That whole shoe case from the bottom till the top, not 2-3 shelves, about 10, 12, 15 shelves, all filled with one lady's shoes. So that's not Zohar. Zohar, 1 pair, perhaps 2 pairs of shoes. So even if you have become like that, but if you are Zahid-e-Nada, you are an ignorant Zahid, ignorant Sufi, ignorant Muttaqi, then the people who are in dunya, you laugh at them. So don't laugh at those people. Ke unki aah o zari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That those people, though they may be in dunya, and there are many such people, when they also do wrong, they cry to Allah. And unki aah o zari par falak bhi rota, the skies also cry on there when they cry to Allah Ta'ala. So there are so many people who have committed terrible gunas. Everyone is speaking bad about them. But you don't know, in his private life he has made tawbah to Allah. And by his tawbah he has become a wali of Allah. And now you are laughing at a wali. And you are talking bad about a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, don't be so ignorant, a zahide nadam, that anyone who is gunegar also, how many kafirs also, they inside they have read kalima. One few years ago we returned from overseas. It was just before Ramzan, before Bakri. Our whole family were gathered by Maulana Imran Budania in Rudipur. Then he explained to us that just recently in this few months, a few Hindus who had passed away, Rudipur and here in Azadwal also. When before they passed away, they told their families, we read kalima long ago. We are Muslims. Before, when we die, then give us burial as Muslim people and bury us as Muslims also. So we don't know who is. And the famous incident of Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali. He saw one Hindu of Dioban in Jannat. So he said, Lala ji, ye to aapke liye mamnoo dukhul. No entry. How you came? You're a Hindu. You're not allowed to enter here. He said, Maulvi ji, marne se pehle, maine ankahat kehdi. Just before I died, what was taboo, haram for me to say, La ilaha illallah, but I said it. I read it. So we don't know who, so don't laugh at anyone. No matter what that person's condition is, we don't know who makes tawbah, when that person makes tawbah. So never laugh at somebody. We might be having a full beard, sunnat, properly according to Shariat, and somebody else hasn't got a beard, and we make a mock out of him or something, we criticize him, but he might have made tawbah. And in that guna of not keep his beard, is not going to grow by making tawbah. The beard not going to grow immediately, forget overnight. It will take its time to grow. But he has made tawbah, we don't know where he is by Allah Ta'ala. And we, by criticizing him, together with our full sunnat, attire and everything, we can go somewhere else by looking down upon somebody. So never look down upon somebody. There is a very great advice of Hazrat. بَفَيْزِ مُرْشِدِ kamil, جَوْ دَرْدِ دِلْ هُوَ حَاسِلْ. By the phase of kamil share, when a person gets that love of Allah Ta'ala, little effort in this direction, Allah Ta'ala, who is so generous that we cannot imagine, a person forget dunya, he wants the real what Allah wants us to ask of him, that is these inside qualities. And when a person tries, Allah does not deprive a person. And when we get that from Allah, and that is the barakat of our mashayikh. And the greatest barakat in this world is of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should be thankful to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much durood do we read? One of the meanings of durood is saying Jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his efforts, for his sadqah. Today we are Muslims, etc. Then all our mashayikh, our parents, our asatiza, whatever we have is their sadqah. Otherwise we think today I'm this or I'm that. It is they. And how many of us are such that actually our mashayikh pulled us in this way? We were not prepared. We were stuck. They towed us and they pushed us. And from the front they pulled us, from the back they pushed us, and then they made us understand. So how much mustn't we be thankful to such our mashayikh? To dil par jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat hota rehta hai. When a person thinks of this and my shaykh, and automatically mere shaykh ko sartaj auliya azmina bana dijiye, mere shaykh ke darje ko barha dijiye. You just start making dua for your shaykh, for your ustads who had taught you. You might think I made the effort, but it was your ustads. Wherever you had studied, that the madrasa which was there, if you think and you make shukr to Allah and you make dua for those people, lot of barakat comes in. The kitabs that we read, today I've got this knowledge, people praise me on this knowledge, but who wrote this kitab? 500 years ago somebody wrote that kitab. Nobody knows that person. If we make dua for that musannif, how lot of barakat. But we don't think of this. We don't make dua for our asatiza, for our mashayikh, for our parents. What favors they did. How many our parents, how they shouted at us, how we felt bad at that time. We fought with them also. Later we realized it was just their favor and their love for us that they did all this for us. So all this, when a person acknowledges, then that is jalsa qurb-e muhabbat. And that takes him very far in the path of reaching Allah Ta'ala. When a person makes shukr for all, and there are so many details that we can, if person thinks of it, just thinks to himself, this is muraqabah. That a person makes muraqabah of all this. And that muraqabah is not lifting his hands in dua. He may be not even sitting in a masjid. He may be anywhere, but he's so close to Allah. And there may be somebody in a masjid who is talking of dunya things. He's in the masjid. Well, he may be in Haram Sharif. But there he's making bad nazri. There he's making ribat right in the haram. And one person may be somewhere in London, in Paris. But there he's making muraqabah. And he's thinking of all this. That person in London is so close to Allah. Whereas that person who is right in the haram of Makkah or the haram of Medina is very far from Allah Ta'ala. So this inside qualities when Allah blesses a person with. جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جہاں اختر. And حضرت says, what a sorrowful heart, what a heavy heart, those who are giving their lives for others besides Allah. What hasn't Allah done for us? They don't think of Allah. They don't make shukr to Allah. They are not obedient to Allah. They are giving their lives for things besides Allah. And for haram, in fact. Juram be wafai haq se wo mehroom rehta hai. Because of this great sin of his. What is this great sin? Of being disloyal. To be disloyal. And where does loyalty comes? When does a person... You're walking on the street, you're passing thousands of people. Thousands of people are passing you while you're driving. You don't have to be loyal to anyone. But loyal, somebody who did a favor to you. Somebody who did ihsan to you. And you're disloyal to that person. Because the sin of being disloyal, they always are mahroom of Allah Ta'ala. That is your asatiza who made effort on you. Not once you make dua for them. Not once you can tell them Jazakallah also. Not once you show your appreciation also. Your parents, your mashayikh, anyone who has done favors, and has, the greatest favors are spiritual. Deen ife, who taught us tawheed, who taught us love of Allah, who taught us closeness to Allah, and we don't make dua for them. We don't appreciate, we don't express our appreciation. This is that bewafai. Because of this sin, a person remains mahroom. And a person who expresses this, Allah takes him very far. A person who makes dua, who shows, and who shows his appreciation. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this realities. Really, Hazrat's one poem is enough for a whole generation. Not for a generation, as one time by Mahmud Mutahir, Hazrat's special Khadim said, that till Qiyamah Hazrat has given the Ummah so much of things which is enough till the day of Qiyamah. One couplet of Hazrat is enough. And one of these ash'ar, if it can go into our hearts and we may get the tawfiq of making amal. Otherwise, we are mostly like the munafiqeen, were sami'na wa asayna. We hear, but they are determined, we disbelieve. We disobey. We're not going to accept. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we're going to obey. And we unfortunately are only sami'na. We heard, finish. Our nature also is such by and large. Whenever some new maulana comes, we must go and hear his bayan. Once we heard and we say, maulana is making bayan in that place. No, I heard him already. So we only just to hear that what is his style, what is his way, how is he. Once we heard, now finish now. So our niyat is not to make amal. How many places we say, kitab reading, jamaat brothers make, same kitab they read. But how much amal are we making? We want new things. We want to be entertained all the time. That bayan we heard, we know that maulana what he's going to speak. You're going to Nizamuddin, Markaz for Mashura, we know what they're going to say, you must give more time. What else they going to say? So, but what are we doing? We just want to be entertained. We want new things that will our palate to make it nice and enjoy it. One maulana, who they told maulana always to speak the same things: namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Speak something new. So maulana said, okay, today new bayan. Announce it, tell all the people different new bayan today. So he said, till today we were making namaz, keeping roza, all are tired of hearing these things. So now, and we were eating all the time meat, chicken, mutton, vegetables. Now we start going to eat grass, stones, etc. Must eat new things. Then they realize that all this, and in the, when it comes to food, you tell your wife, make my egg how my mother used to make it. I want it exactly the same. There you don't want little different, but then you want new things, different things. How my auntie should make, how my granny should make the rotis. I want that same kind rotis. That exactly like that, you must make the rotis like that. There we want exactly the same. But in deen, we want everything new. So a person who has got reality, how much amal are we making? And when a person listens with the niyat of hidayat, he wants hidayat, it can be the same thing, but Allah will open new things in that same talk. Every time the Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar, mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif, the story of Musa alayhi salam comes 29 times in 30 suparas. Story of Dawood alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Saleh alayhi salam, all. How much it comes in the Quran, everywhere. If a person reads, and one great way of reading, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, he should read a lot of Quran Sharif. They were traveling in Morocco, or one of these North African countries, and somebody who was with them saw everywhere in the train as they're traveling, Maulana is just reading Quran Sharif. So they say, you must be reading about how many, 10, 20 suparas, making khatam every day. So he said, I only read one supara. But repeat it. How much you repeat it, you will be shocked and surprised how much new things come out. As you are reading more and more new things, and the more you concentrate on that one little bit, your quarter supara, your half supara, the more you repeat it, the more things come out from there. And Quran's treasures will never end. And it is your capacity how much you can take from the Quran. Just like the treasures of the sea, the oysters, the pearls, the other valuables, they will never end. That person who knows, who dives down and goes and take out those oysters with the pearls in them, like that is the Quran Sharif. How much a person dives into the Quran and he takes out with what, how much concentration and devotion he's reading. And like that he will take out the pearls of the Quran Sharif all the time. So may Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. FRCS, Doctoron ko khas taqeed. These special doctors, whatever this medical research, it means FRCS, these doctors, their special instruction is given to them. This is with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how great and how valuable Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnats and teachings are. Ek professor surgeon kehne lage, jab hum bairun mumalik operation karne jaate hai, when we go, we are called sometimes out of the country, and referring to western countries to go and operate. And Pakistani doctors are famous, they are very good doctors. When they are called, to hame operation se qabal wash up hone ke liye ek tariqa batlaya jata hai. Then before we operate, we are given a special instruction, we have to wash up, we have to get cleaned ourselves before we start operating, and a special way of cleaning ourselves up. That wash up is a special way. Like a person who comes on TV has to do makeup. Without makeup you don't come on TV. So this operation also, that makeup is for men also. Whether you are a man or a woman, before you come on your TV, they go in the studio. First you have to go, you have makeup done. So a doctor, before they do operation, they have to do a wash up, clean themselves properly. And they say, this doctor says, this professor surgeon, jo wuzu ke qareeb tar hai. And this wash up special method. And that is very close to wuzu, how the wuzu has been taught. Isme is baat ki khas hidayat ki jati hai. And the special instruction is given to them ke mareez ko operation ke liye nishtar lagane se pehle apne aap ko saaf aur mutahhir kare. That before the operation, and before you take your knife to cut the patient, before you start doing any operation, you have to clean yourself very thoroughly. Because germs, all that, they can go to the patient, so you have to clean yourself. And they are so particular, they wear those plastic shoes over the shoes also, gloves also, the mask also, everything so particular they are. And one particular thing for the doctor, the one who is going to operate, he has to do this wash-up, and a special way of doing this wash-up. Agar surgeon jarasim aluda haatho ke saath mareez ka operation karega, to yehi jarasim mareez ko lag jayenge. If he has got germs on him, he didn't do his wash-up, clean up properly, then these germs will go to the patient. And that patient at that time is the inside of his body. And these germs will have a great effect, and he did lot of complications, and lot of problems will come. Is tariqe kar mein yahan tak wazahat ki gayi hai. And in this wash up, so much it has been shown and stressed and insisted upon. Ke operation se pehle haathon ko kohniyon tak dhoye. That you wash your hands up to your ankle, up to your elbows. Till there you have to wash your hands. Aur pani haathon tak bahaye. And then you let the water flow towards on your hands. Jisme haath upar aur kohniya niche ho. In which the hand is on top and your elbow is at the bottom. So wuzu way, also the correct way of wuzu. I saw this in one wuzu khana in Karachi. That if you put your hand under the tap and you wash from the elbow downwards, then there is a cross icon. That's wrong. You take the water in your palm and you throw it and you wash this way. The water must flow from the top down, not from here downwards, not from your elbows down, but from your palms. And this also Allah has made ajeeb. Just make it like this, it's a cup. Just make it like this, it's a spoon. Make it like this, it's a fork. Everything you need when you eat, Allah put it three in one. Everything is there one time. And this also, wash before, and the best antiseptic is water. And you wash with water, your hands are clean, no germs. So this washing system which they insist on, when the doctor, these big doctors, before they do these very complicated operations, that they must do a wash up, and in that one thing which is particularly insisted, that they must wash till the elbows, and the hands, from the hands the water must flow this way to the elbows, not from the elbows to the palms to the hands, but from the palms to the elbows. Kohniyon se behta hua pani haath par aayega to wo jarasim dhul kar haathon ko lag jayenge. If you wash it this way from your elbows downwards, Then if there are any germs, they're coming to the hands, to the palms now. And he's going to be using his palms to work. He doesn't use his elbows. And if you wash this way, if there are any germs left, they will go downwards to the elbows, which are not really used. But if you wash the opposite way, it will be the opposite thing. और अगर हाथों का पानी बहता हुआ कोहनियों तक जाएगा तो अगर कोई जरासीम कोहनी पर रह गया तो ऑपरेशन में नुकसान का बाइस नहीं बनेगा. If there is any germs left on the elbows, that won't harm in the operation, but on the hands, which is using all the time. बिल्कुल हाथों को कोहनियों तक धोने में भी यही कैफियत है. And washing the hands till the elbows, this is that condition. वाकई इस्लामी अमल का एक एक हिस्सा सेहत और तंदुरुस्ती की बका का जामिन है. One teaching of our deen of sunnah is a guarantee of health and protection in our daily lives. If we can only understand the value of sunnah. But very sadly, how many places it is downplayed, that today there are those in the institutes, this Turkish schools, and one of the targets is that they make actually a mockery out of sunnah. Their whole dressing is against sunnah. They don't dress according, and they in fact make a mockery out of miswak, out of the sunnahs also. Whereas in actual fact, our akabir and our aslaf, they died for sunnah. They realized the great value of sunnah. May Allah bring it within our lives as well, inshallah. Person should make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the knowledge of every sunnah. How many sunnahs knowledge we still don't have? And then the muhabbat of every sunnah. And then amal to on that sunnah. And then to propagate that sunnah. And to let it become alive in the world, inshallah. We were reading of the great wazifa, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Really, this is a very, very great wazifa. And that it is actually called a khazana, a treasure. And a treasure is called that you have got, but you don't know you have got it. Or you got it, you know, but you don't know its value. Like a person have got a tiki, that two and a half cent. One for 1931 one is very valuable. You've got it lying by you, but you don't know its value. Today it may be worth hundreds of thousands of rands. It was only a tiki, two and a half cent, not even so much. But that certain years, many coins, that certain years, and they've got great value. Any coin, any note that is printed with a mistake has got great, great value. Though it's got a mistake, this is dunya's things, so it's got a great value. Your torn jeans are more expensive than the proper jeans. The topsy-turvy world of this dunya. So anyway, you've got it, but you don't know its value. That is called a treasure. And really, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Many people, you show them as a wazifa, I'm getting waswasa. Then they feel, oh, this was nothing really special, Sean. This is nothing. But it is such a great treasure. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. As we had explained before, and inshallah, we all have forgotten that also already. It's not in our minds, because for us, we only have to listen. And that's all. No, we don't have to keep it within us. There are very few, mashallah, who make notes and who listen with the niyat of remembering and amal. But for most of us, we just have to listen. That's all. That's enough for us. So further, the sharah, the explanation, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. When a person, Hazrat explains it so beautifully, on the farsh, on the zameen here on the earth, a person reads, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then Allah, by the arsh, Allah is everywhere, but ulu shan, Allah is referred to by His great majariya qadha, the arsh, Allah announces, when you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. So immediate reply. It's a dialogue. It's not a monologue. You're only reading, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So ye ibarat is hadith mein, ya to jumla mustanifa hai jo is kalma ki fazilat mein aur jo kahe wo uski fazilat mein warid hua hai. One explanation of this is that it is a new sentence this year, that aslama abdi wastaslama, and that it shows the great virtues of reading La Hawla Wala Quwwata Illa Billah. Allama Tibi Rahmatullah Ali Farmati, Ye Sharb Mehzoof Ki Jaza Hai. That is, one great alim, Allama Tibi Rahmatullah Ali, says that this is Ki Ye Sharb Mehzoof Ki Jaza Hai. That this is a condition that has not been mentioned. And this is the answer to that condition. But it's not mentioned openly. What is it? A. إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدِ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ. When a banda says these words, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, تو جب بندہ یہ کلمہ کہتا ہے تو حق تعالی شانہ فرماتے اسلم عبدی واستسلم. Then, so not only that it is the words which is جملہ مستانفہ اسلم عبدی واستسلم. There actually is, when banda says La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then Allah Ta'ala says Aslama abdi wastaslama. What is the meaning of Aslama abdi wastaslama? It's coming. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi farmate ke Haq Ta'ala ye baat malaika se farmate hai. That Allah says these words Aslama abdi wastaslama to the farishtas. When we read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, a whole, not only with us, a dialogue, Allah is speaking now to the farishta. Yeah, we said La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah tells the farishtas, Aslama abdi wastaslama. What is that? Ay li malaikati mu'alliman lahum bi kamali qailiha al mutahalli bi ma'naha. That Allah says to the farishta, that is the what greater position that he has read La hawla wa la quwwata illa. How great it is, kamal of that person. And that is al-mutahalli bi-ma'ani. He knows the meaning. Not just he's reading it like looking at a pig and we say la hawla, but he understands what is the real meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Malaika ko us kalima ki kehne wale ka kamal batane ke liye, ki uska qail uske maana se aarasta hai. That reality. So what is required, not only ayatul kursi, not only Surah Tabarakalladhi Yaseen, but the essence of it. That way is important. Not that we are doing other things also, and we are reading our Yaseen, but concentrate. It's alright, your wazifa will get done. You were driving, you were reading Surah Yaseen. You were walking home, you read Surah Tabarak. But one is to concentrate on that. Like, for example, today's Isha Namaz. One is that we just heard, and one is we concentrated on the meaning. It's not necessary that we remember what the Imam read. That we don't have. But at that time, and at least for most of us, we can learn a few surahs meanings. And you concentrate on that what we are reading. Especially what we read ourselves. We are reading the same surahs most of the time. Just repeat. At least learn those meanings. And then concentrate on what we are reading. That is what is required. The words are like a bridge. So you don't have to sit on the bridge, the words are to cross you over, to take you to Allah. That is what is required. Allahu Akbar, the word Allahu Akbar, the word, there is a lot of fazilat in saying Allahu Akbar, but it is to realize the greatness of Allah. If we say 1,000 times Allahu Akbar, we get the sawab for it, we get the fazilat, but we didn't reach the greatness of Allah. The greatness of Allah didn't come into us. And one of the effects of Allah's greatness, our humbleness dawns upon us. That I am nothing. If this didn't happen, it was only, we were only standing on the bridge. We didn't cross over and get to where we had to get. We were only standing on the bridge. Many people, we read Ayatul Kursi, but still our house got burgled, my car got stolen. We were just standing on the bridge. Just the surah is not enough, our words are not enough. The words are to take us to reality. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, a person heard that atom bomb, it kills so many people. You just drop one atom bomb in a place, how many people die? So he says, one person, he started reading 1,000 times Wasifa, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb. One fly also didn't die. That was troubling him while he was reading his Wasifa. So that word is not what is required, the reality of it. One is the word atom bomb and one is an atom bomb. And just having an atom bomb also, you have to fire it and it must be hit in its particular way. Then if you just say bullet, bullet is going to, that I got a bullet cartridge and that what, 0.22 or whatever it is, heavy, that can kill an elephant also. But, and you got it there also and you throw it on a fly, and you miss the fly also didn't die. No, you have to put it in its proper, in a proper firearm. You can't just go and put that also in any firearm, where it is, and everything has to be done properly. So all these things, then these words have effect. We only say, I read so lot namaz, but still this happened to me in my life. I read so lot Quran, but we are perhaps reading without wuzu also Quran. Or we are reading with no concentration in our Quran. So the reality, and this is why we go a step further and we go to Khanqah and we go to Mashayikh, is to bring these realities. That is what we have has to come out. If we are just a formality, then it's we're not going to get that. Our work further, go to a higher stage. In dunya, we all want to upgrade everything. We want to upgrade our deen. Why don't we upgrade our deen? That is the most important thing. Yani anwari abdiyat, or tafweez, or taslim, or taslim se munawwar, or mukammal hai. What is the reality of reading la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah anwari abdiyat? That not only did abdiyat come to him, humility, but the anwar of abdiyat. So by reading this, a person has to realize that Allah is the doer of everything as explained in front. So then, I'm nothing. I'm a complete useless thing. So that the abdiyat has to come into a person. And tafweez or taslim, where you have 100% handed your matters over to Allah Ta'ala. Where you realize that my planning, my whatever I do is useless. Allah alone is the doer. That complete handing over, that we are not just reading the words. How many of us, we don't even know the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We get stuck. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says that one person, a mufti sahab, what was his name? Anyway, it was some word, some name, Abdul Bari, no, it was some other. And Hazrat asked him, what is the meaning of it? He said, I don't know. Your own name, which is every person, small children ask, what is the meaning of my name? That this is your name, what's the meaning of it? Or they want to keep somebody's name. They ask the meaning of it. You became mufti and you still don't know the meaning of your name also. So how many things we are reading, we don't know the meaning. So at least the basic things, try and step up, upgrade, learn the meanings also, not just reading it parrot fashion. There is great benefit in that also. But at least the reality of it starts coming. And then we absorb it. It becomes, this is what the great fazilat is. That Allah says that this banda of mine, yani uske qail, uske maana se aarasta hai. He has got the meaning of it within him, the reality of it in his heart. جب بندہ لا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ پڑھتا ہے. When a person reads this, لا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ. Inshallah, we'll read that. Then what is the meaning of it, which is very, very, very valuable and very interesting, that we appreciate what is interesting. But what is valuable and to read it, one time, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train, and in the first class, and a person came to the window and told another person who was sitting in the same compartment that he's not listening to me, he's being very disobedient. So that person told him what to do. And he went away. So he asked, who is this? So he says, it's a dog, big Alsatian dog. He's giving me a lot of trouble, I can't handle him. So he told him what to do. So then, but Maulana told him, to keep a dog is not correct according to Islam. So he said, why, what's wrong with it? So he said, Allah's hukam. Maulana said, I'll give you two reasons. One is the real explanation and reason. And the other one is just by the way. So he said, Allah's hukam, that's the real. So he said, and you need any other, the other by the way? He said, yes. So Allah, Hadrat gave him a great scientific explanation. That dogs, how dirty they are, or they, what characteristics they have, they get transferred within us also. All the other, that appealed to him very greatly. He was a professor at Aligarh University, Muslim, and whole Aligarh University started speaking of Maulana. What a scientific explanation he gave. So then Maulana said, what was by the way appealed to them. What is the real thing for a mu'min? Allah made it haram, finished. That, but that doesn't appeal to us. Anyone, you tell them anything, that this is Allah's hukam, there is sunnah, that doesn't appeal at all. But you give some scientific explanation, oh, then you'll see how everyone, what an explanation. Oh, what Manana, what he spoke, what an explanation. But that is just, by the way, that is not important. But that appeals to us, unfortunately. So the real is to accept it and to make amal. That is the real thing. In these malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, which if we ponder, today is the 8th malfuz. And these are such malfuzat which have been chosen here by Hazrat, by which to give up guna becomes very easy, if a person ponders upon them. The other 7 malfuz are also, inshallah, all well forgotten. They are not at all in our minds. We heard them, finished, that's enough. So anyway, the 8th one is, which also perhaps just to be also put in the bag of the forgetting bag. فرمایا کہ گناہ کی آگ خدائی آگ ہے. The fire of guna is Allah's fire. When a person commits guna, it's a fire. And that fire is the fire of Allah. جس کی خاصیت یہ ہے. And this fire has got this effect. نار اللہ, it's the fire of Allah. الموقدت التي تطلع على الافئدہ. Yeah, Allah ki, which burns and it attacks directly. The first thing attacks is the heart, and the heart is the most delicate part of the body. Everyone, when you just slaughter qurbani time, first thing take out the kaleji, let the woman fry the kaleji. That is the first thing, and this fire attacks, Allah's fire attacks the heart, the first thing. یہ اللہ کی آگ ہے روشن کی ہوئی, which is bright and a burning bright fire. دلوں تک اپنا اثر داخل کر دے گی, and it attacks the heart directly. اس کا اصل محل قلب ہے. The first target of this fire is the heart. اور دعویٰ سے کہا جا سکتا ہے. And Hazrat says, we can say this at the top of our voices. We can claim and say this without any fear of contradiction. کہ گنہگار کا دل بے چین رہتا ہے. A person who makes guna is always بے چین. He hasn't got peace of mind. He's restless all the time. He's afraid people will catch me out. He's afraid, like how many students who involve themselves in masturbation, that our lives will be destroyed. Though they take that, they enjoy it for that moment or something, but my whole future, my married life will be destroyed. My wife, she'll think, what kind of a man? Is this a man? He's not even a man. He's useless completely. All this, many, many, in every guna, there is always this becheni. There is no sukoon in becheni. A person is afraid. This is the effect. Hazrat says this, dawa se kaha ja sakta. What complete, without any fear of contradiction. اس کو راحت اور چین نصیب نہیں. گنہگار, no matter how he can discreetly commit his gunas and outwardly put such a pious face, but that person hasn't got chain and راحت. گناہ سے دل ضعیف اور کمزور ہو جاتا ہے. Then from a medical point of view, Hazrat is a حکیم also, that gunas make the heart weak also. جس کا تجربہ نزول حوادث کے وقت, یعنی مصیبتوں کے نزول میں ہوتا ہے. And this can be found out when difficult conditions come. Like that, when everything is smooth sailing, everything is going nice, then you won't know your heart is weak. But when will you know? When now problems come. Now suddenly this happened in the house, that thing happened in the house, whatever, some problems came. کہ متقی اس وقت مستقل مزاج ہوتا ہے. A person who is a متقی, nothing upsets him, nothing worries him. You'll see him cool and calm, even when all these hawadisat, all these tribulations, turbulences, and all these difficulties come, he will be composed. اور گنہگار حواس باختہ ہو جاتا ہے. And a sinner, you'll see him swearing. Small things, you see many people, especially non-Muslims, while they're working a mechanic and something is not coming right, see who and who doesn't he swear. How and what swear words doesn't he use? What's that got to do with the work he's doing? But that thing just not coming right here, something. And on the computer, you want to shoot the computer. Computer just froze, not doing work. You want to shoot it. You're getting angry, getting cross. Now suddenly you're fighting with your wife, fighting with your children. What they did? They did nothing. But this is a gunegar. And a person, Allah wala, he will turn to Allah. Ya Allah, this difficulty has come, please make it easy for, it's only in your hand. He will remain composed. The more our connection with Allah, the more less guna in our lives, the more a person remains composed. With guna, any small thing, and that person goes out of his bakhta, hawas bakhta, there is an Urdu proverbial thing, he goes out of his mind. He becomes so violent, and he's abusive, his language, everything. Akhtar arz karta hai, Hazrat says, gunegar ko na maut aati hai, na hayat sukh ki paata hai. A sinner, all the time, he doesn't die also, and he doesn't get enjoyment of life. Life Allah has meant, for example, your wife, litaskunu ilayha. So you find sukoon in your wife. Your house, what's the ayah? Sakanan. Also sukoon, your houses. There is another ayat also where more clearly Allah says, the house is also a place of sukoon. How many unfortunate people say, I'm bored in the house. Till I don't go to nightclubs, I don't go to all the other haram places, I don't find peace. There is no sukoon. With my wife, what's boring it is here with the wife. Go with other women, then there is enjoyment. So this is, Allah takes, because of your sins, where your sukoon was, Allah took it out. Now you don't find sukoon with your family, and where Allah wala, they will say, oh, I just heard the dua of the hadith, make my house wasi' for me. Wa wasi'li fi dari, that my house is comfortable for me. And a person just enjoys to be in his house. Other people, what you do in your house the whole day? Friends will tell a young person, you're sitting at home all day, what you doing there? But Allah has made that. And this is all the more iman and our amal. When we stay away from sin, the more that comes into our lives, Allah, walakin Allah habbaba ilaykum al-iman wa zayyanahu fi qulubikum, all the sifat of iman and amal of iman, Allah will make them enjoyable to you. Our friend one, what's his name in Stanga, he says that when he was young, then his parents, and then they were young boys, they should eat bhaji, all the simple food, and how enjoyable. So eat this. Topis are lying. Where is the enjoyment in bhaji? There is enjoyment in all this year in Karela, in Binda. Where is there enjoyment? Hey, they are shooting. But afterwards he realized, as iman comes in a person, these simple foods you start enjoying. And our Sheikh says, Man Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah, eating dal and roti, simple. But every lukma, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. How they enjoy as your iman grows, that halal and tayyiba, that appeals. Otherwise, you tell you don't eat Kentucky and McDonald's and all this filth and dirt, you don't get enjoyment. Only in filth and dirt you get your enjoyment. The weakness of iman and the strength of your clothes, you won't enjoy all now Levis jeans and this jeans and that kind clothes and this fashion and this more, these things won't appeal to you. The more you are simple, the more you enjoy it. Your house, the more simple it is. Your food, your clothing, how much your iman grows and you stay away from guna, Allah, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالْعِصْيَانِ. All the wrong things, you will just start disliking it also. أَحْكَرَ عَرَسْكَتَي گُنِگَارْ كُو نَا مَوْتَ آتِي نَا حَيَاتِ سُكْ نَا حَيَاتِ سُكْ كِي پَاتَ آئِ لَا يَمُوتُ وَلَا يَحْيَا. He doesn't die and he's not living. کی زندگی جو دوزخیوں کی ہوتی ہے وہی دنیا ہی میں اس کی ہو جاتی ہے. What is the life of the people of Jahannam? Allah says when you commit guna, what you going in Jahannam? You have become Jahannam yourself. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ. Allah's curses on the one who looks at haram and who presents oneself to be looked at haram. And this is a clear manifestation of this, is the TV. On the TV, if there are men appearing and women are looking, this is now separate from the thing, whether it's an image, whether it's a picture. To look at the image of a woman is also haram. If you are sitting here and there's a mirror in front, and there's a woman, and from the mirror you're looking at the woman, nobody can say it's jais, because it's an image. You're not looking at the woman, you're looking at the picture. Or you're at the sea, And in the water, you are looking at other women. So he said, I'm not looking at them, I'm looking in the water. But you are looking at them. That is totally, exactly haram. So on the TV, if there is any man and woman are looking at him, Allah's la'anat is descending. And if there is a woman, a news reader, whether it is your commentary, whether it is your soccer or cricket you are watching, if there are men and women are watching them, or there are women and men are watching them, Allah's la'anat. You might be happy I'm doing deen's work. But in reality of hadith, that Allah's la'anat, Allah's fire, you have become Jahannam yourself. And you are happy I'm doing great deen's work. So so this year when you're committing guna, Hazrat says you yourself have become Jahannam. Not you still going into Jahannam. So if a person thinks of this, how easy won't it be for him to save himself from guna? But if we think of it and bring this into us, Amal dozakh se zindagi ka dozakhi ke mithal banna. By the actions of Jahannam, which take you to Jahannam, guna, a person's life becomes like that of Jahannam. Aur amale jannat se dunya hi mein zindagi ka sukupur sukoon hona. And when a person obeys Allah, he stays away from guna. In this world, Allah gives him life of Jannat here already. Advance already, Allah makes his life like a life of Jannat. He finds peace, tranquility, serenity, happiness in his life. Yani mithal jannati ke hona aqlan aur tajrubatan musallam hai. Even logically and from experience also, it is a fact. And this has been seen. Hazrat Pratap Gari rahmatullah alayhi farmati, what a beautiful poem. Uff, kitna tariq hai gunahgar ka adam. Oh, how dark is in the life of a sinner. His life is full of darkness. He does, there is no light in his life. There is no peace, no happiness. Anwar se ma'amur hai abrar ka alam. And those who are obedient to Allah, light in their lives. What sachan, sukoon. You see it on their face. You see it in their walking. You see it in their talking. But how much of chan and sukoon Allah blesses them. Ahkar ka ek shair hai. Hazrat, one poem in the same context. Na nikli na andar rahi jaan aashiq. The life of an aashiq, what enjoyment Allah gives him, his life did not stay inside, it did not come out. Ajab kashma kashme rahi jaan aashiq. The life of a lover, what enjoyment he gets. The sinner is also, his life doesn't come out and doesn't stay in. La yamutu fiha wa la ya. But that is in azab, in problems. And the life of an ashik, of a lover of Allah, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, he is also, life is outwardly like that of the sinner. But his is of great enjoyment in the love of Allah. That was in guna. And this is of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur nas-e qat'i se Quran Pak mein is baat ka elan farma diya gaya hai. And clear words of Quran with regard to this, nek bando ko hayatan tayyiba ba lutf zindagi ata hoti hai. Those who are obedient servants of Allah, they are given a life of great peace and tranquility. Aur na farmano ko maishatan danka talkh zindagi milti hai. And for sinners, the Quran Sharif says their life becomes a life which is very straitened and very narrow, very difficult. They don't find happiness, they don't find chain, like a person who is restricted in everything, like children. They say to the parents, you don't allow me to go out, you're just keeping me in the house, like restriction all the time. Like that all the time, the life of a sinner is a life of great. He feels very restricted, very straitened. He doesn't feel freedom, openness. And the life of a obedient servant of Allah, Allah opens his heart. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْ His heart is opened up. And he enjoys great things. So this malfooz also, any one malfooz of Hazrat, if we have to, which Hazrat has done a great favor for us, put them all. If we think of it, to give up gunas will become very easy for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، نعرہ مستانہ خوش میائے دم، تابت چانا چنی می بائے دم، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 فإذا سألك عبادی عنی فإنی قریب، اللہ 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 جل جلالہ تعالی شان، الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين، اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار، اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك، اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح حال أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.
This weekend will be the Islahi Jalsa. We all should try and attend. Those of us for any reason we cannot attend, make dua and take it like if somebody, people ask the operation of our family member, while the operation is taking place, what must we read? So while the jalsa is carrying on, let us be part, make dua. Not all the time, on and off, ya Allah, make it, accept it, make it beneficial, etc. And also, like sometimes people ask, that I think the same weekend is the Cape Town Ijtima. Is the Ijtima in Cape Town this weekend? No. But like, for example, our jalsa sometimes, here also jalsa, Darulum Zakaria also, where must we attend? So somebody gave a beautiful answer, wherever you can attend and make dua for the other jalsa also. So you are in both places. Or sometimes there is a ijtima, there is a, some other gathering, so whichever one you can attend and make dua for the other one. So we can take the benefit of all. So at least our duas should be there. And after that, try and listen on the website also, follow the whole program there also, inshallah.